All right, it's noon 31. This is the Bob and Dan radio program with the great Donovan. We are at the Crown Plaza Hotel today. Now, why would we be here? Apparently, there's a WBA bantamweight title fight this evening. Weigh-ins are today. This title fight is being put on by Iron Mike Productions. And that, of course, is headed up by Mike Tyson.
Wow.
Who is sitting right here at the table with us.
Hey,
now.
Guys. What's going on?
Good afternoon, sir.
You're on the ticket.
Great to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
I'll tell you what. We have a... You don't even know it. We have... Bob and I started doing the show together 15 years ago, and we have a unique relationship with you because, you know, we loved you. And, in fact... We build a lot of our show around
you're very cute too.
Mike Tyson and great Mike Tyson events, and especially this is what we first came to love about you. We just want to say it, play This Is Your Life, and do you remember this moment?
Go for it. We have, like, Wisconsin, we got a lot of crappy weather, so I got to worry about snowstorms.
Oh, yeah.
Like
Wisconsin. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, man. Oh, well, I'm sorry.
And what was that? Do you recall?
Hey, this is a long time ago. I don't remember.
That was the first week ever.
I don't recall.
Of the Jimmy Kimmel show.
Really?
And you were his guest host for a week, right?
Yeah, I remember
you just
that.
Sat
yes.
on the couch
yes,
next to him.
That. I remember that.
And every night he would play with you, and you would comment with the guests, and it was wonderful.
Your guy didn't interview me? I thought it was an interview from your guy.
No. We just... I actually am from Wisconsin.
But so that was you on the Jimmy Kimmel show. And
wow,
we were,
that's a long time ago.
Long
the fact
time
that you had a song about Wisconsin, even though it sounds like you just kind of made it up at the moment, that was awesome.
That was a good song.
Are you friends with Kimmel at all?
Very good friends, yes.
Yeah. And it just seems weird, the start of the Kimmel show, the start of our show,
yeah,
Mike Tyson, it all wraps in together. We've always
Amen.
Wanted to, we've always wanted to play that for you with you here, and it looked like you enjoyed it as much as we did.
Hey, I didn't remember it.
That's the great thing about losing memory. You get to live things again. I yes. live that myself.
Do you feel like our relationship goes way further back than that, Mike, because as teenagers, I think we're all kind of the same age. And as teenagers, you were a teenager.
Yes.
So we all kind of grew up with you. I'm sure you hear this all the time. But in looking at your life and kind of living your life through the, you know, we read about you. I didn't ever met you before today. But the point is, I feel like I know you as having like three or four different lives along the way.
I'm very grateful to have any life right now. You know, life comes at you fast. And sometimes we're not prepared for it. And I'm just really grateful that I'm still here and I'm able to talk to you guys.
And how can you prepare for what you went through
as a
20-year-old?
You really just can't. You just have to, by the grace of God, he puts his hand on your shoulder and he guides you through all your pain.
It's one of the strange things about the way we live life and I guess our culture and athleticism. Like, would it be better if you could get better athletically as you got older instead of the way it is? You know how, and maybe I've thought about this over pot or something at some point, but just
pot
the whole...
is a good mind, you know, enhancer.
Yeah.
It's a good mind enhancer.
That's what they say.
You know.
But it's just the...
enhancer.
Just the thought of that we could throw... We throw adulation and millions and all this at a 19 or 20-year-old... And I can't imagine, like, I was doing idiotic things at the age of 19. Now, if you handed me a few million dollars and all the ladies that you wanted and all the, I don't know, it's just a weird thing. Like, if you could only be in that body with your mind now.
Wow, I'm still being in a lot of trouble. Oh, no.
I don't know.
That had to be overwhelming as it gets, right?
Well, listen, I don't know. I don't have no regrets. You know, I don't live a regretful life. I'm just very grateful that I had that experience. And you can learn from anybody. You can learn from Andy. You can learn what not to do. I just know what not to do. I know with my children and my son who's 17 years old, who's starting that, you know, he's starting to push his weight around a little. He's kind of big. He's 6'2", he's 215, starting to push his, and I have to explain to him that if you not humbled in this world will thrust humbleness upon you. You know, and that's really paramount that I invoke that into him, because he could be a problem. You know what I mean? If he didn't, you know, if he doesn't have a good role model.
Yeah. Does he listen?
Most of the time.
Okay.
Most of the time. You know, it's very difficult for another human being to learn from somebody else's experience. Normally, they got to feel the stove to know that it's hot, and hopefully, he has to go through some of those experiences and make himself a better person.
This is the great Mike Tyson with us, and as I look back at your career, and I saw all the fights, I had to ask you about one detail, which to me defines you, but to you maybe it was just something you didn't even think about. Where did we get the idea to just cut a hole in a towel and call that a robe? And just when you stalked to the ring and all you had was a towel over you and you had that look on your face, it was the most terrifying yet awesome thing ever.
Well, Jack Dempsey had that. He started that, and I saw him like in the 20s and watched his movies, and like you said, I thought that was awesome. You know, he had that real ominous approach to the ring. He was the first guy that did that, you know, the first scary man.
Yeah.
And so I emulated that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because in another part of your story, when people would talk to you, you made it sound like you would sit in a dark room and watch fights from every era.
And that's what I did.
You were a boxing historian.
I just really, more than fighting, I love the fighters more than I love fighting. And I was a big fan of fighting. I admired the fighters. And I think I was more of a fan than I was actually a fighter. I really enjoy, yes, being nice to the great fighters, worshiping them, being that flunky and stuff. I love being in that the whole aura, so to speak. But I just never thought that I would one day, you know, be one of those guys.
So you ask anyone our age who's the greatest, and it's not even close. So you being a historian, I'm asking you, who in your mind is the greatest?
Ali's the greatest.
Not even close?
Not even close.
Well, and that's what I love, Mike, is your story intertwines with his, because as I understand, the first time you got the title, you were kind of getting revenge for Ali against Trevor Burbank,
yeah,
right?
I beat Ali up real bad. Yes, that's so true.
That had to mean a ton.
Him and Larry Holmes, that was my goal, you know, like to fight him and Larry Holmes.
That had to mean everything to you going into the fight.
Absolutely, 100%.
I'm making this right for Muhammad Ali.
100%.
Wow, that's great. All right, it's Mike Tyson with us on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And the other thing, of course, and they kind of go hand in hand, was so many of your opponents, regardless of who they were, they could be nobodies or they could be very famous fighters themselves, but you had the ability to terrify them, it seemed like. There were so many guys, and you had to know this as Mike Tyson, when you're in the ring, this guy doesn't want to be in here with me right now. You had to sense that, and that might have been part of your persona, right?
Absolutely. That was my mentor, Customato. He believed in intimidating and all that stuff. But, you know, he always watched. He said, you'll be successful 95% of the time with that aura of invincibility and that intimidating, ominous factor. He said, but it's always 5% you can scare the guy into kicking your ass.
Okay.
No, that happened. You can scare somebody. If you're an athlete, you know, you can scare a guy into running 1,000 yards in 10 seconds, you know, so.
Who scared you?
Huh? Everybody scared me, but they didn't know it.
No way.
If you're a fighter, you know, a football player, MMA fighter, if any kind of athlete who's is a possibility that, you know, a football player, MMA fighter, a fighter, when they sign the contract, there's an unwritten law that no one sees, but we all know it because we're young. We've seen it happen, that you could die. So we all know that. So it's always a possibility that can happen. So if you're involved in any kind of sports like that and you say you're not afraid, you're either a liar or you're crazy, one or the other.
But back to being 19 years old, that's why they draft 19-year-olds and not 40-year-olds, you know? Like, they don't have fear. You feel invincible.
Well, I've been training since I've been 12, so by the time I was 19, I had the training of controlling fear. Fear is not necessarily a bad thing. Fear is your best friend if you control it properly. You know, just like fire, if you control fire, it can cook for you, it can keep you warm, but if it gets out of control, it can destroy you and everything around you. And it's all about controlling your, you know what I mean, and feeling comfortable being uncomfortable.
So by the time, that's interesting you talk about fear, there had to have been a time, though, and I wonder if it was Buster Douglas, there had to have been a time where you go into a fight thinking, I can't be beat right now, I'm too good. Did that happen in that fight, do you think?
No, Buster, he fought a great fight that night, and then that's just all that happened. It was hard, determination, will to win, and perseverance.
I can't tell you how that affected me. I mean,
it affected me.
I'm telling you, man.
Whose life did it change more?
Well, okay, that's true, but I can tell you exactly where I was when Mike lost to Buster Douglas, and I'm like, no way, this can't be right. This didn't happen.
But loss is good.
Yes,
loss is very good in life once you understand the concept of loss. You know, in life, we experience more losses than we do victories. And it's in life, period. As you get older, you lose your shape, you lose your hair, you lose loved ones, you lose your mother, you lose your children. But with those losses, you receive experience in life. And we didn't give up, and we overcame the adversity of dealing with that. Those traumas in our life, and we could pass that down to people who are not as strong as us and allow them to become stronger from our experiences.
So did you lose your hair?
Great thing. Yeah, man. I saw the councilman in it, Dwayne. You know, he's a little older, but he got an afro.
I know.
Big.
We saw him walk by.
I'm very jealous.
And I want an afro, too, but I got too many of those bald spots coming. The bald spots coming. If it wasn't from the bald, I look at the hair commercial guy, you know, bothering me. I'm thinking about getting those shots. You know, I hope I don't get no after effects where I get another ear or something.
But at least you have a fro.
Yeah,
you get
like
another ear.
If I had a fro, I'd put the weight. Oh, forget it, but it would be nice.
You can hide the ear. So tonight, the boxing matches are going down, and it has to be exciting for you too.
Rodeo Arena down there. Yeah, it's going to be really exciting. We got the long defending champion from Panama, Alicia Moreno. He's going to be taking on Juan Carlos Payano, number one contender. And this is a fight that should have been a year or two in the making, but things happened, it fell through, and these two guys really want to get each other. And this is going to be an awesome fight for the Latino community, the fight community, and this is going to be a thriller. This is really going to be a thriller.
We'll send you to Ticketmaster.com, right? That's how you can get tickets.
Ticketmaster, the master of tickets.
There you go.
That's what we hear.
Oh, you can just walk up, Mesquite Rodeo, and
walk up and bam. Put up the cash and get the ticket exchange. They're letting me go. They're taking me away. I like it here. I don't want to leave.
Man.
Why are they doing that stuff?
Hey, we appreciate
we just started promoting the fight and they take me away.
I know.
Hey, come on. Come to Mesquite Rodeo Arena. Please, please, come down. They're taking me away. Come, please, please. The greatest fighter in the world right now. WBA Bantamweight Championship. Please, Alessio Moreno taking a Juan Carlos Payano World Championship in your hometown of Texas.
So
that's beautiful.
We do need to offer you parting gifts. I want to know how many radio shows have ever given you a toothbrush before?
Are you indicating I have bad breath?
Not at all. But we are indicating that we're concerned about your oral hygiene, and we want you to keep your teeth.
This is pretty offensive.
That is not offensive at all.
Every guest gets it.
We also give you a T-shirt, but I'm sure a lot of people have given you a T-shirt.
Well, many T-shirts, but this is kind of, I don't know about
this. But it's a first.
Stuff.
It's a first. You'll remember.
We want to be unique.
Wow.
You understand. And it's a Bob and Dan, it's got our names on the toothbrush.
So you'll never forget it.
Wondering if you would even read our radio liner where you put your name in there and then say that you never listen to our show. We'd think that'd be hilarious.
Wow, this is Mike Tyson. I never listen to the Bob and Dan show on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket, baby. I'm in the ticket. But come watch the fight at right? Mosquito Rodeo Arena, right? We got Mauricio Moreno, world champion with his 10th title defense, taking on Juan Carlos Payano. Come on down!
Yeah! That's awesome, champ.
Thank you.
That's Mike Tyson. How awesome is that? That is fantastic.
Good to meet you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And there he is.
Nice to meet you, man.
That is Mike Tyson. unmistakably. All right.